Hi, my name is Gideon, and I'm interviewing Mr. Cooper on a Zoom call on 7/21/2022. Do you give me permission to record and make public this oral history?
Yes, I give you permission to record and make public this auditory interview.
Okay. You don't have to answer any question that makes you uncomfortable. Please share as much basic information as you are willing to share. Your name?
My name is Dr. Cyan Cooper.
Your age?
42 years old.
Occupation?
House principal House principal and graduate professor.
Okay. Neighborhood?
Bedford-Stuyvesant, Brooklyn.
Place of origin?
Brooklyn, New York.
And ethnic identity?
Afro-Caribbean.
Okay, thank you. Tell me about your journey to NBK. So when did you join and how do you think you could impact NBK?
My first introduction to MBK was over 10 years ago at Borough Manhattan Community College, working with Dean Gillespie. And I was one of the mentors for the MBK program, working with a group of aspiring teachers of early childhood to provide them with the mentorship and training for preparing them to be teachers in the field of early childhood. And I had an opportunity to meet with those aspiring teachers at least once or twice a month and learn about MBK program in and of itself, and also walk them through the processes of becoming acclimated to teaching and learning, as well as the field of education as college students. I also had the privilege of chaperoning these mentees to Harvard University in Boston, and taking them on a tour of the, some of the historical sites in Boston, as well as Harvard University in and of itself. My second introduction to MBK was working alongside a small group of students, and the name of the organization escapes me at the moment. However, I felt connected to MBK because I was able to share my experiences as a mentor, a previous mentee, just as a person of color in education. Having so many mentors was really helpful for me, and I had an opportunity to do the same in supporting other students of color in the field of education along their path towards certification and teaching. And so when I came to Albany, the opportunity was afforded to me, and I took hold of it very tightly to ensure that not only was I able to learn from the students and what their needs were, but also to inspire them to broaden their lens of civic and community engagement. Right, and so you. I think I would be impactful in those areas.
Yeah. Describe the impact of MBK on your community.
This particular year, especially, the Capstone Project spoke volumes to the impact of MBK on the school community, as well as the community at large, in that the first annual voters registration drive was exceptionally successful in the numbers of students and staff that were able to become registered to vote. And also just having the students, the mentees from MBK, the fellows, engage with other students and training them on how to proceed with the voters registration in collaboration with Women Leagues of Voters was very impactful for the entire school community, which is very important. And I see that that is an activity that will continue and be expounded on throughout the MBK here in Albany.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
What societal issues do young men of color you serve face?
I think one of the most prominent issues is having access to resources.
Yeah.
Knowing what financial literacy resources are available, college and career resources, just programs that can that they can join and become members of, that become lifelong programs that not that exceed alumni. In other words, that are really building capacity around program development per individual.
Thank you. What steps are you taking to help solve these issues?
Increasing awareness through sharing information, ensuring that there's cross collaboration and communication among student clubs and organization, and hopefully creating a central location and a body where all clubs are actually meeting or a representative from all clubs can have an opportunity to meet and share out the activities that are happening that can become now resources and benefits to all students within the entire school community and at large.
Thank you. So how did these issues differ from the issues young people of color face when you were younger?
Very similar. I don't think these are significantly different issues for me. I think these are the same issues that are just manifesting very differently. Yeah. I think there's only the distinguishing factor for me in my growing up is that I went to a private school, so I had access to different resources. And I want to say that the opportunities with the use of technology is much broader. So it would seem that the opportunity to have access to more resources is larger.
Yeah. Thank you. Next question. What struggles have you encountered in your work with MBK?
Increasing student engagement.
Yeah.
Really, you know, advertising and showcasing the phenomenal work that MBK is doing can become more visual in the school so that it becomes part of the conversation of all students, not just MBK students.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Next question. If it has been, how has mentorship been transformative to you as a mentor?
One of the ways that mentorship has been transformative to me is that it requires me to be very attentive to the needs of students and understand that an MBK student also represents any other student inside of the high school.
Yeah.
So now I'm not only looking at MBK students, but I'm looking at every last student as if they're MBK because they can benefit from the program at large.
As a leader in MBK, how have you navigated the nation's racial reckoning since 2020?
Immersing myself in literacy, reading a lot of the books, unpacking racism, white fragility, unconscious bias, really engaging in book studies to help demystify and have that difficult conversation about race and relations.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
How did the COVID-19 pandemic impact your local MBK chapter or your experience in MBK?
Well, I think what happened when I started that most activities were virtual. So That was a rough transition to re-engage students and acclimate them back to in-person with masks and social distancing. And I think one of the challenges was to really build the camaraderie around the use of technology and feeling engaged and then transform that back to in-person was one of the challenges. And it took a little while to sort of allow students to adjust to feeling comfortable being in person because they have gotten so accustomed to being at home in isolation working. And so, you know, you have those tenets of depression and isolation and also comfort. And most people that may be introverted or maybe not introverted or extrovert may feel more comfortable working independently or working online as opposed to physically being in person. So the engagement was a piece that we had to work at revitalizing with MBK. And I think the projects that were in place helped to bring students physically together, which happened towards the latter part of the year, over the course of the latter months of the school year, they helped to bring students closer together in without the social distancing, without the masks, but we were just being mindful of it, was one of the things that stood out.
What MBK initiative are you proudest of and why?
I would say the voters registration, the first annual voters registration here at Albany High School. It involved every last MBK student. It showed leadership, it showed organization, it showed communication skills, it showed oratory skills. It showcased the ability for students to initiate engaging and recruiting and marketing, advertising. It really tapped on a lot of the career and academic proficiencies that at most the fellows have been able to exemplify.
Thank you for the answer for that question.
You're welcome.
Next question. Where do you see the most work having to be done with MBK?
Training mentors to partner with fellows.
How can MBK have a bigger impact?
I think MBK can have a bigger impact in two ways. One is including them as one of the prominent leadership or student organizations in the school building and giving them leadership roles, because these are exemplary students. And you're talking two students plus the additional club members that participate are students of a particular stature because of the criteria to be a member. You are engaging leaders to be good examples so that you can increase the leadership capacity amongst your student population. And I think they can, the MBK student feed on exemplary leadership, both academic as well as career.
Are there any challenges, limitations, barriers that MBK right now is not equipped to solve?
Not at this time.
Yeah.
I think it's evolving and there are things that can be tweaked operationally and logistically. Yeah. But overall, as a program and in its current structure, I don't currently see any barriers or limitations.
Thank you for hanging on so far. Is there any other question you think I shouldn't have? I didn't ask what, but I should have asked.
Not at this time.
Okay. Thank you.
That's very it. Welcome.